I'm leery of the word masterpiece, though I'm guilty of using it on rare occasions. That description implies what? That a film is flawless? That it's the quintessence of a great director's career? That it will stand outside of time? Knowing is none of these things. It is a movie for this time, for right now, when the human project will either wake up and smell the coffee and change direction, or will begin its final winding down. It's a film that swings for the fences, taking too many chances to be flawless. And as for the director's career, Alex Proyas has made one good film, one film I haven't seen, one god-awful film, one, yes, masterpiece, Dark City, and now this howl. Here's the plot. In the 1950s, a new elementary school celebrates its founding by burying a time capsule. Placed inside are drawings by the children, pictures of what they think the future will look like. Crayon rockets and robots, that kind of thing. But one dark little girl with haunted eyes, Lucinda, Laura Robinson, has filled her page with neat, tightly packed numbers. Or rather, her hand has done this, seemingly unbidden, maybe by automatic writing. In 2009, the capsule's seal is broken, and the envelopes are distributed to a new batch of kids. Lucinda's numbers go to the child of an astrophysicist, John Kessler, Nicolas Cage, who notices that the pages are in his son's backpack. Over one long and feverish night, he makes a terrifying discovery. Beginning with 9/11/2001, the numbers list the date of every major disaster in the last 50 years, followed by the body count, with perfect accuracy. These sequences are spaced by a group of numbers that seems random and insignificant. As John's fellow scientist friend at MIT says, we tend to see what we want to see. He warns against numerology. Is John imposing order on data that is, in fact, meaningless? And beginning right here, I must begin to be vague about the plot. Though the advertisements have spoiled a revelation at the film's midpoint, I will not. Instead, I will say that three disasters have not yet happened. They will. John will be at ground zero for each of them, and so will you. Only one other time have I seen a film, Casualties of War, where I felt so in touch with the protagonist's utter helplessness and despair as he finds himself in the middle of a situation so senseless, so out of control, that he and I can only observe paralyzed. In Knowing, we see three times different forms of a wall of energy swiping inexorably over human beings and the structures we make and in which we put our faith, mopping it all up like a gigantic cosmic eraser. This is the image we have needed to repress in our minds since 9/11, a wall of dust or whatever, wiping out our defiant towers of Babel. Considered as a piece of pure entertainment, Knowing is exemplary. I don't see how you could predict at any given 10 minutes what'll happen in the next 10. But the film is so much more than that. It all comes down to how you read the ending. If the conclusion is to be taken literally, we have a straight-up science fiction film. And if that works for you, run with it. But a lot of people are going to recoil from, or even laugh at, penultimate imagery they may consider hopelessly shopworn. Two other visionary directors, Steven Spielberg and Brian De Palma, ended recent films with those same images, and those films tanked. But what do we really know about consciousness, or if you prefer, of the holy? How would you depict it photographically? I see nothing wrong with the choices director Proyas has made. Moreover, if ever a film begged to be read metaphysically, this is the one. It won't bow to a literal Christian read. Events do not occur exactly as they do in the book of Revelations, for example, though they may be close to Ezekiel. But a more metaphorical Christian read is a surprisingly good fit. Perhaps if your understanding of the universe is more mythological, your interpretation will be the most productive of all. The final image, still in my mind's eye, of a massive silvery object in fields where may walk a barefoot deity, is an image so primary it appears in some form in most of the world's religious systems. The questions the film asks are these. Is everything that happens determined and for a purpose? Or is it all just a jumble of chaotic happenings with no ultimate meaning? That the film uses a scientist with a religious background as a foil and brings him to a revelation suggests that it does not reject science as a way of knowing, but merely the possible limitations of what Houston Smith has called scientism, the belief that only science has the answers. It's a film that, especially because I'm a father, left me shaken, filled with profound pity, but hopeful and with no answers, but an armload of productive questions. A masterpiece? Maybe not, but seminal. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.